Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Welcome back and thank you so much for listening. We are now on episode 30. When I first started the podcast, or even just started thinking about it, I was thinking, how will I have content to be able to sustain it? Now I am sat here with so many notes for this episode that I'm not even sure where to start. So I think what I'll do is tell you what the inspiration was for this episode, and then we'll see what transpires and what message I'm actually giving you today. So I was listening to, you know, I'm a huge fan of podcasts. I'm all over many different podcasts. So I was listening to the Holly Tucker podcast series called Conversations of Inspiration. And if you like Diary of a CEO, I would say this provided the first platform for Diary of a CEO with Stephen Bartlett. In a sense of, she started it first, and it's very similar in a sense of, she is interviewing mainly CEOs, people who've started businesses or charities, and their inspiration behind it, their mindset throughout. It's very similar, it just comes at stuff from a different angle. And she had Charlotte Tilbury on the episode a few weeks ago, and it was divine. It was a beautiful, beautiful episode. I must have listened to it about 15 times since. And the reason why it was so good, one, I'm a huge fan of Charlotte Tilbury anyway. If you've ever heard her on podcasts, I think she was on Table Manners, if you're a big fan of the Jessie Ware Table Manners podcast. And she's just a ball of energy and a ball of positivity and a ball of, oh, I don't know, I think when you're listening to it, you couldn't not be inspired to want to do something yourself. Yeah, she's really, really inspirational. Listening to Charlotte on this podcast was slightly different to the one from Table Manners, because she's talking about how she got into makeup, a journey into the beauty house that is, you know, like a multi-million pound business now and concessions all over the world. But also what she talks about when you're listening to it is how she visualized and how she manifested. And I love how there's more and more people in mainstream that are talking about this and not keeping it to themselves, and you get an insight into some of the greatest minds who truly believe in law of attraction and truly believe that when you start visualizing something, when you start believing that it's going to happen, that your outcomes start to manifest. So it's a really, really good one for you to listen to. But the part that I want to take and deliver to you in this episode is when Holly asks Charlotte, you know, did you believe that it was going to be, that your brand is going to be as big as it is today? And without a heartbeat, she says, yes, yes, I did. Now imagine having that belief about the thing that you want to manifest. Okay, like, first of all, you get it a lot quicker. But secondly, just that knowing, that confidence that what you can visualize will absolutely come to you. So let's come back to that in a second, because I want you to understand how big this dream must have been and how quick she has made it happen. Okay, so she started the brand in 2014, she started selling it. I think it was only a magic cream in, I'm not going to tell you everything that comes from the podcast, please don't worry. But she started selling the magic cream in Selfridges and on Net-a-Porter, I think, and in 2014. And now it is all over the world. And if you picture wherever you're based, if you picture your big kind of department store, wherever it is. So the one that I can spring to mind in my head is Fenix, which is local to me. And I think about the other big cosmetic houses that are in there, the beauty houses, and you have the likes of Dior, that's 75 years old. You've got Chanel, that's 100 years old. You've got MAC, which is the baby, which is like 40 years old. And then you've got Clinique and Estee Lauder, which, you know, together are around about 80 years old. And if you think about somebody who has a vision for having a beauty house and wanting to have a concession, to be nestled in with the likes of those, which, you know, combined are hundreds of years old, you would think, no, I'll never be able to do that. Maybe I'll just be able to sell online. You know, you would dampen your dreams based on who is there already. Okay. Now, scale this back. If this is you thinking, I want to go for a promotion, but oh my God, I'm up against that guy. Or I want to become a life coach, but there's so many out there. It's irrelevant of who is there already. It's all about, well, A, obviously you've got to have a USP, your unique selling point, which Charlotte absolutely does. You know, if you think about her cosmetic brand, it stands out. It looks fun. It looks inviting. The way she kind of dictates the different looks, you know, it's totally different to all of the other ones. But that's because she had an idea and she thought about how she could fit herself into the industry and stand out. And that's really key, because that's a different mindset from, oh my God, what happens if, or I will never be able to do that. It's like, I'm going to do it, so how the hell am I going to do it? It's just a different mindset. And I coach men and women who are extremely successful, and their mindsets are very, very similar about, well, what am I going to do to be the best in my industry? What am I going to do to make sure that I offer the best X, Y, and Z? So thinking about that, but also thinking about, what if you don't have that belief? Most people who have that belief, it comes from one of two connectors. Either you grew up surrounded by people who were inspirational and it fed your inspiration, or you came from nothing, you were so determined to create something. Okay, but what if you are trying to manifest something that you don't believe is going to happen? This was the other key point of the podcast that I wanted to bring in today. And I wanted to make sure that whatever it is that you want to manifest, it might have nothing to do with career, it might have nothing to do with money, it could be to do with relationships, it could be to do with having a partner, having someone come into your life who will literally whisk you off your feet. What if you really want that, but you don't believe that it's going to happen for you? That's tough, isn't it? Yeah, like there's always something that we've got a block to. But it's really, really difficult if you're trying to manifest on something you don't believe you will get. Okay? And what I wanted to get across in this episode is, I want you to stop asking for something that you don't believe is coming. So you might then be sitting there thinking, oh, well, that's slightly disappointing, Jude. Because what do? Do I just stop hoping for it? Do I just stop asking for it? Well, I think if you are in resistance to it, then yes. Because all you're doing is pushing it further away. Okay? Like, imagine going on a date and you feel like you're not good enough, or you feel like, oh, what's the point? Like, how are you going to show up? Imagine going on for an interview believing that you're not going to get the job because somebody else is better. Like, you're not going to show up. It's the same with manifesting. You know, you can't sit and visualize something and get excited about it if you don't believe wholeheartedly that it's going to happen. So think about Charlotte and being asked, you know, did you believe you were going to be as big as she is? And without a heartbeat, she said, yes. Yes, I did. Like, she had to have that belief because she would have had to overcome so much just to get that first, you know, cream selling in Selfridges, and in one Selfridge store as well. It wasn't like it was online or anything. You've got to have the belief systems. What can you do if you don't, is probably what you're thinking now. How am I going to overcome this barrier? with anything, okay, you've got to start building on your belief system. Okay, you can't go from asking for £1 million if you've only got £10 in your bank account, because you just can't visualize that that is going to happen for you. It's just so far ahead of where you are now that it's going to be really, really difficult for you to imagine yourself with those type of numbers in the bank. So you have to start off small. You've got to start off with something that you're not in resistance to. Now, it could be that rather than, if the thing that you want is the best relationship that you've ever been in, it could be that if you want X amount of money and you are so far in resistance to that, then I would definitely start to build your belief system by focusing on something else. So for example, if you keep manifesting on this and it's not happening, what's going to happen? You're going to think that it doesn't work. Well, it's not that it doesn't work, it's just you're not aligned to it. So you have to start thinking about things that you could manifest quite easily. Start thinking about, I don't know, the one that's always easy is like a car parking space, isn't it? Because you don't have resistance to it. But start thinking about other areas of your life where you don't have resistance and you just think, oh, wouldn't that be nice if that happened? And start to build up your belief system, because once you start to get a few things happening and a few things ticked off and you realize that the universe is listening, then you'll start to focus back in on the thing that you want and you'll get excited about it. And that's all it takes. You just need to be excited about the outcome. While you are sat in resistance to it, you're not excited about it. You're fearful. You are manic manifesting because you are so desperate for it, but you genuinely don't believe it's going to happen. So therefore, you're just mixing your messages and things just stay the same. Things don't really happen. And if anything, you might start to get more of what you don't want. So you might start to go on dates with people who are, you know, absolute idiots. Or you might go for 5 interviews and get none of them. And you might be so qualified for all of them, but you're going to get none of them because of how you're feeling and how you're thinking and how you're showing up. You might also be trying to manifest money. And if you're in resistance to that, you're just going to start getting bills through the door. It is so, the process of manifestation is really, really simple. You know, if we strip it all away, it's like, you know, trying to lose weight for some people is really, really difficult. Trying to lose weight for other people, it's just a process of going, okay, well, if I eat this and I do this exercise, then I'll lose weight. You're not in resistance to it, then you can comfortably lose weight. But at the same time, if you think about dieting, if you think about eating healthy or staying a certain weight, it is literally you need to burn more calories than what you're eating. Like, that's as simple as that. We just make it so hard for ourselves because, you know, sometimes food can be emotional. And when we decide we want to take something away from ourselves, we want it more. So we make it harder than what it is, but really losing weight is pretty simple. Yeah, I'm sure there's people out there who hate me right now for saying that because you're in a struggle with it. But, you know, if you take away all the emotion and the lack of energy you feel towards that goal, essentially it is just burning more calories than what you're eating if you're wanting to lose weight or keeping your calories low, etc. And manifestation is as simple as thinking about the thing that you want and it will manifest. But you might need proof at the moment. If you're not seeing the things that you want to happen, you might need some proof. You might want to ask the universe for it. Like, give me a sign that I'm on the right track. Or show me a sign that this is going to happen for me. What you do then is, again, you're removing the resistance, because what you're doing is you're just asking for something completely different. You're asking for the big thing that you feel is really scary or the big thing that you've got the most resistance to. What you're asking for is something completely different, which you have less resistance to, so it will happen. I invite you to have fun with manifestation rather than it feeling like it's an effort. So if the thing that you want so much is a struggle right now, stop doing it. Stop trying to manifest something you don't believe is going to happen and move on to something else. Something where you can start building your belief system. Something that feels fun. Like, it should be fun. You know, it should be like when you were, I'm going to show my age now, but when you were like, I don't know, 8 or 10, and you were looking through the Argos catalogue and circling the things that you wanted for Christmas, it should be that fun. So start making it that fun. Like, Google things, put them on your vision board, you know, rip your vision board apart and start again if it doesn't feel fun anymore. This, you know, life in general should be fun. It should be happy. One thing that I always say to my clients at the start, before they start working with me, and remember, when I work with clients one-to-one, I'm all around the mindset, I'm all around smashing anxieties. It's not about manifestation. But I'll always ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 0 being shit, where do you sit right now? And if they're at a 3 or a 4 or a 5, then my job is to get them to that 8 or 9 sweet spot. Because 8 or 9 is like beautiful, it's content, it's happiness, it's comfort, it's passion, it's excitement, it's belief, it's waking up in the morning and thinking about something fun that you're going to do that day. It's really having that excitement about your life, and it doesn't feel hard anymore. And that's what it all should be about. Rather, whether you are manifesting or whether you are just trying to figure things out, remember, this isn't meant to be hard. You've just made it hard in your head. Whether that's around life or manifestation, something has conditioned you to think that life is hard. Now, I had that conditioning growing up, because I was surrounded by people who said, you know, life's tough, that's just the way it is. And they weren't mean people, that's how they were brought up. You know, they didn't think that life could be easy. But when you get into that mindset of, wow, what can I focus my attention on today? What can I make better? Where's my area of growth? Things just shift completely. Instead of looking at things as a lack of, you start thinking about where you can have growth. Like, where is the area that I can work on? Because it might be that, you know what, you have everything that you could wish for. You know, there's definitely people who manifest who have the wife, the husband, the children, the home, the business. And yet what they do is, rather than focusing, you know, completely on manifestation, it could be like, what's going to get me excited today? Yeah, like, what's going to get me out of bed today? What do I need to focus on? Where's my area of growth? Is it being a best parent? Is it spending more time with my wife and taking her out more? Is it getting into a different part of the business that has expanded it? Not because I want more money, but because that's what's going to excite me right now. You know, it really doesn't have to be a struggle all the time. It can be amazing. And I sit here as someone who life felt like an uphill struggle all the time. And when you've had that, and then you get into a space where, do you know what, it's like when good things happen, you celebrate it rather than fearing that it's going to all go to shit. Like, that is the mindset that I want to sit in all the time, because it feels good. It feels so good. But there are so many variables that can pull you back out of that. You know, it can pull you back into thinking, wow, this is tough. Why does this have to be so hard? Why is business so hard? Why is relationships so hard? Why is manifestation so hard? It really doesn't have to be. You've just got to figure out a way to simplify it. Like, literally stripping back everything and going, right, if I can't focus on this right now because it doesn't make me feel good, where's my area of attention that I can focus on? What do I have control of? What makes me feel good? You know, and if there's certain areas of your life that used to make you feel good and they don't now, change it up. You've probably just got bored. You know, like, again, if you've been going to the gym forever and it used to be your place of release and now it's become like shackles, do something different. Join a running club, whatever. You know, you can switch it up. It doesn't have to stay this way. It could just be that, you know what, your passion and your excitement need something else right now, I invite you to think about, what is it that you're trying to manifest? Ask yourself, do you believe wholeheartedly that it's possible? If you don't, I then invite you to start manifesting on something else so you can start building your belief system and getting back to that space of abundance and openness and attracting from a much higher energy space. If you want to work with me to smash your anxieties and harness your mindset, then there is a link in the show notes to book your free consultation. Or if you want to work on your manifestation process so you have a solid format to follow, then do sign up for the Month to Manifest course. You can access it anytime, and as soon as you click the button, you can start studying straight away. Have the best week, everyone, and next week I have another amazing guest for you. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.